Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free in the first 24 hours of casino play. You get plenty of options like slots and blackjack and roulette and even table games with live dealers and more. What you need to do is go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you'll get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, play risk-free, and up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, and I am with Greg Pickle, the absolute king of household projects. Greg, how's the garage shelving going?
Jim, the shelving is up. I can't say that I really overly enjoyed myself this morning but that's okay. Some projects just take longer than others. This one did, but I am glad to not be doing that and here instead with you getting ready to talk some Penn State football.
That's it. And if you are looking to do a home project and you need help, just reach out to Greg Pickle. He'll be able to help you. All right. Greg, let's start with recruiting as we do every week. And I want to take a little different angle of this. Currently, Penn State has 12 recruits in the fold, 5 on offense, 6 on defense. And my math isn't wrong because there's also a kicker. What are we looking at for a total? I've heard you in the past say maybe 20, 21. We're talking about perhaps 4 more players on each side of the ball. Is that right?
I think that sounds about right, Jim. And again, Penn State could find itself in a situation where it is taking best available near the end of this class of 2021. But yeah, my suspicion at this point, and let's keep in mind too, that one thing that could change these numbers is a rash of decommitments either at Penn State, which I don't envision, but is certainly possible in this year of more players committing earlier than ever before. But conversely, maybe some guys who already committed elsewhere, Jim, could decide to reopen their recruitment, come visit Penn State, and commit, and that could take the numbers a little bit out of whack. So I think that sounds about right at this moment in time. We'll see. You know, obviously, I think we all kind of thought that at least one more spot would be used on a receiver. Maybe that's still the case. Maybe it's not, with Caden Prather committing to West Virginia and Dante Thornton ruling Penn State out of his top group for now. So perhaps a spot opens up there at another position. You know, will they take a tight end? Will they not take a tight end? I think that is going to be something that is determined a little bit later in the year. If you made me pick right now, I would say probably not. But so you might have some spots open that you weren't expecting. Maybe some linebacker spots don't fill up. And maybe, you know, you can reinvest some of those resources at defensive line. I think that what's one interesting thing about John Scott Jr. is, what is he going to be able to get on campus once guys can visit again? And will that put Penn State in play with some more guys than what they currently appear to be right now? So I believe Kelvin Gilliam, the defensive lineman, is going to decide not too distant future, so he'll be on the watch for Penn State. But yeah, that sounds like a reasonable breakdown right now, with the caveat that recruiting things can change so quickly in so many cycles, and this one, with it being unlike any other recruiting cycle that came before it, could certainly have those qualities as even greater, a greater sense as well.
Well, let's look at it from each side of the ball. Let's start with offense first. And again, as you pointed out, if a five-star becomes available, you probably take him no matter the position. But let's look at, ideally, if you're Penn State, they're looking at their board. On offense, you see there's a couple wide receivers. I believe they were both listed as athletes, but Penn State looks at them as wide receivers. There's a couple offensive linemen, and of course, they got their quarterback. Now, if you're going to have four more players, say, on offense, what does that breakdown look like? Maybe a couple more offensive linemen, a running back or tight end, and a wide receiver? What does that breakdown look like in the best case scenario for Penn State?
Yeah, I think you have to hold one of those spots for Nolan Rucci, right? So no matter what happens, you're going to keep a spot available for him, and maybe that's one of your best available spots. So, you know, Tristan Lee, the offensive lineman, things don't necessarily look great for him. He's the five-star number 11 player in the country. Rucci, of course, right here in our backyard in Warwick, Lenox, Pennsylvania, the number 15 player in the country, both of those according to the 247 Sports composite rankings. But yeah, I mean, Donovan Edwards is one of the running backs to keep an eye on. There's some players in Florida at both back and receiver that I think Jaywon Sider could maybe spur up interest in a visit with, you know, sometime down the road here. You know, when you look at the offensive line, Rocco Spindler is a four-star guy from Michigan, offensive ends, you know, interior lineman in the future in all likelihood, who probably stays closer to home but could visit. You know, they're going to keep chasing Jaleel Farouk, the four-star wide receiver from Maryland, and, you know, Garrett Dellinger is an offensive tackle. Again, another guy probably staying closer to home, but maybe they'll chase him. And then Brock Bowers, the tight end from Napa, California. And there's a tight end out in the Pittsburgh area who name escapes me at the moment, but he's one to keep an eye on. And then finally, Drew Kendall, who is a player that was offered by Phil Troutwine when he was at Boston College, an offensive lineman who now has an offer from Penn State. So I think that's kind of your list of guys right now. Now, there's some other ones who could pop in here depending on how things play out. Yes, of course. Khalil Dinkins is the North Allegheny, Wexford, Pennsylvania, three-star tight end whose name I couldn't come up with there at the moment. But yeah, I think that's kind of the group to watch at this point on offense. You know, again, could there be a running back or a receiver that wasn't named that could jump into the mix? So, sure, there's no question about that. Same with tight end. You know, I think, I don't believe you and I have had the chance to talk about it, Jim, but Penn State's doing this virtual combine initiative where it's showing players how they can test and videotape themselves doing all the things that they would do at a Penn State camp for an evaluation. Now, I want to be clear that this is going to help Penn State recruit further down the road, so 22, 23, class of 24, than it's going to in the class of 21. But there's still a chance that somebody who's under the radar, one of those guys like a Norval Black or Jair Brown who comes to campus and tests crazily and they're so impressed that they offer him on the spot, that's certainly a possibility here. Is it a guarantee? You know, no, of course not, that they find one or two guys out of that virtual combine experience. But assuming that, you know, you could see a few names like that pop up for then real visits and not just virtual ones down the road, you know, I think that's something to keep in mind as well.
Well, and again, if you're looking at the numbers and if they are restricted to about 20, 21 or even 22, there's only so many slots that are left. And if that number is four on the offensive side, there's no tight end yet. There's no running back yet. It appears they want another wide receiver. It looks like they would want a couple more offensive linemen. So there's not a lot of margin here to play with for them. And by the way, I just want to point out, you mentioned in talking, you mentioned Nolan Rucci's name. I want to give a heads up to our audience that this week on Tucker's Tape, we are going to delay our series on the positional reviews that Ross has been doing. Ross had an opportunity to talk with Nolan Rucci, and we are going to have a two-part series on with Ross's conversation with Rucci, so you don't want to miss that on our show later this week. All right, Greg, let's go over to the defensive side, and it's very similar. They already have four defensive backs in the fold, two cornerbacks, two safeties, one linebacker, and one defensive end. And if we're going by that same, gee, they probably have approximately four more slots for the defense. In, you know, just looking at the numbers, you would think the emphasis would be on the defensive line and linebacker, since they already have four DBs, but they're still in play for a couple more of those defensive backs. So how do you look at that, the end result on defense when all's said and done?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Jim, because again, I think John Scott Jr. has been very impacted by not being able to get guys on campus. And, you know, I know Penn State's going to push as hard as it can for Elliot Donald, the nephew of Aaron Donald, but I think that, you know, he's probably going to end up following his footsteps, staying close to home out in Pittsburgh. You know, I mentioned Kelvin Gilliam before. He is a guy who, you know, the 247 Sports crystal ball currently has pegged toward Oklahoma, but I think time will tell there. So we'll wait and see if Penn State can get in the mix there. You know, one guy who I think we forget about is Dahom Warren, the cornerback up at Lackawanna, the number two JUCO player in the country, according to 247 Sports, Jim, because he's a guy who it's felt like was on the verge of committing to Penn State for so long. But And rightly so, he wants to wait until he can take his 5 official visits this fall before making a decision. So Penn State in the driver's seat there, but the chance for him to see 4 other places will mean that they're going to have to keep working until the very end. You know, Monkel Goodwin's a 4-star defensive end from Maryland. I mean, I think that it'll all come down to when they can get these guys on campus and how it all is going to shake out. Let's not forget about Jamari Boudin, the 4-star linebacker from from Michigan, another guy there that they're pursuing. George Wilson's a 4-star defensive lineman from Virginia, who I think's a fun player to watch on film and that Penn State would love to get to campus. So let's be clear, they have options out there. There's no doubt about that. But I do think they'll probably end up focusing a lot of their space left on the defensive side of the ball along the defensive line with maybe an added linebacker, maybe an add or two at safety, corner slash athlete as well.
Well, again, the numbers don't seem to add up perfectly with the fact that they already do have 4 defensive backs. You mentioned DeJohn Warren, the cornerback from Lackawanna. What about Derek Davis, the safety from Western Pennsylvania? Again, another defensive back. And every time that's one less lineman or linebacker that they could probably bring in. So what is the status? What is going on with Derek Davis?
Yeah, my apologies for skipping over him. I have him right here front and center on my note sheet and just forgot to say his name for some reason. Jim, I think a lot of people think that Penn State sits in a great spot there. Obviously, the Monroeville and Gateway connection that Terry Smith has certainly doesn't hurt Penn State's effort here. But look, this is a guy who's being recruited by just about everyone in the country. And he is, in a position now to wait as well and maybe take his visits before making a decision, or he could decide to, pick a school before his senior season starts. He's a little bit up in the air, I believe. But at this point, I think Penn State would love to be able to have him back to campus the first time it's allowed to, and hopefully stay in the driver's seat from there.
Well, and with a lot of these, I keep emphasizing the balance in the recruiting class, but also you got to bring the talent in the years that you can. Get the best player possible is not a bad way to go. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to talk about this upcoming college football season.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.